Southern FM.
The sounds of the Bayside.
Well, you're listening to The Space Show. Now, today has been an exciting day for us space fans. We've just heard about the Blue Ghost, which launched a bit more than an hour and a half ago, two and a half hours ago. This morning, if you were up early, you could have watched the launch of another Falcon 9 rocket. Right, so this launch was from Slick 4E at Vandenberg, and it launched at 5:49 this morning. Yes, 5:49 this morning. It went into a sun-synchronous orbit, and at an altitude of about 525 kilometres, and a little bit above it for some later satellites, it deployed a whole lot of satellites. The mission was called Transporter 12. And the space show's been trying to figure out what the heck was on board. And we'll tell you about some of that as we progress, because it's not at all clear. So here's what we recorded this morning as the space show followed the launch. And here is our time-edited coverage of the 8-minute climb to orbit, in which we have edited out silent and irrelevant audio.
Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9. Go SpaceX. Go Transporter 12.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
We are now 32 seconds into flight. Falcon 9 has cleared the tower at Space Launch Complex 4 East. And we're currently throttling down to prepare for max Q, which is the point of maximum aerodynamic stress on the vehicle.
Power and telemetry nominal.
Falcon 9 is supersonic. Max Q.
We just had max Q. Now we have 5 events coming up in quick succession, starting with MECO, then stage separation, stage 1 flip, second engine start, or SES-1, and the start of boost back burn. MECO is main engine cutoff when all 9 M1Ds on the first stage shut down. Stage separation is when the first and second stage separate from one another. Stage 1 flip is when the booster flips 180 degrees. Second engine start is when the MVAC engine on the second stage will light for its first time. And boost back burn is used to arrest the forward velocity and return the first stage back towards the landing site.
Main engine cutoff.
Stage separation confirmed.
MVAC ignition.
Stage 1 boost back startup.
And there you heard, and we had some awesome views of those 5 events that happened back-to-back, which are main engine cutoff, stage separation, stage 1 flip, second engine start 1, and boost back burn on the first stage. Coming up next will be fairing separation.
Fairing separation confirmed.
Great call out there of fairing separation and an awesome view of our payloads.
Vehicles are on a nominal trajectory.
Next up, we're expecting the shutdown of the second stage MVAC in about 10 seconds from now.
Stage 2 FTS has saved.
Nominal parking orbit.
We just had successful cutoff of our second stage engine, and we heard the call out for good orbit. Coming up next, we have the second burn of our MVAC engine on board the second stage, or SES-2, around the T+50 minute mark. After that, the first batch of deployments will begin at about T+54 minutes.
So we had to hang around for some 50 minutes after liftoff. And at that point, there was a slight orbital adjustment and the deployment of 131 satellites began. Yes, 131.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Transporter 12 mission. We've had a great mission so far. We had an on-time liftoff at 11:09 a.m. Pacific time. We recovered the particular first stage for this mission for its second time, which landed today at Vandenberg's LZ-4. We're now about 40 seconds away from the second ignition of our MVAC engine on the second stage.
Nominal orbit insertion.
So there we just heard, we had confirmation of good orbit insertion, and we had a successful second burn of the MVAC engine on the second stage. As a reminder, there will be a total of 101 deployment events today. We are on track to start these deployments in a few seconds from now.
GSAT Gen 1, deploy confirmed. Edison 1, deploy confirmed. Bro 16, separation confirmed. C-Ops Otter, separation confirmed.
We shall spare you most of the three deployment callouts because they went on for quite a long time. But we'll bring you the Australian ones if we can. It's a bit hard to hear them. So what about Australia? Well, before the launch, you know, we were hunting around, looking through the manifest. That's a list of satellites that are going to be launched. And they don't say, oh, these are Australian, these are New Zealand ones, these are United States ones, whatever. You just got to figure it out for yourself. And here's what we'd worked out. That Fleet, the company Fleet from Adelaide, had three satellites on board. And that's what we're expecting. Centauri 7 and Centauri 8 were 12-unit CubeSats of 25-kilogram mass each. And stowed, they measured 251 by 372 by 245 millimetres. And deployed, they had a wingspan of 1650 millimetres. That's 1.6 metres. Also aboard, we expected, was Fleet Centauri 9. Now, this is a different upgraded model of the Centauri missions, and that's a 35-kilogram satellite, which measured 600 by 600 by 127 millimetres, and it's shaped a bit like a pizza box. And after deployment, its orbit was going to be raised to 577 by 587 kilometres. But in the call-out, we couldn't hear anything referring to Centauri 9. And we looked through the launch manifest that was published today, and Centauri 9 is not on the list. So we're not sure what happened to Centauri 9. It was originally listed to go on this flight. So those are three Australian satellites as such. Now, what about Australian involvement? Well, there was Varda's Winnebago 2, which had that's a materials processing, you know, pharmaceutical processing experiment in space, and it is due to process the minerals, you know, the chemicals in space, and then come back to Earth. Now, the first one had trouble getting a license to land, and eventually they got the license to land in Utah. Well, having learned their lesson from that, Varda have now got a license to return this Winnebago 2, which is on this morning's launch, and guess where it's going to land? It's going to land in Canuba, in South Australia, at the Southern Launch Site. So that's Varda is on this mission. Another Australian involvement involved a company called Impulse Space on a craft called Impulse 2. And Australian company based in Sydney, Heo Robotics, has a hosted payload aboard Impulse 2. It's a Holmes imager to track space objects. And we've run out of time to play you the report on that imager, so we'll try and fit that into next week's The Space Show. So that's something that is on the spacecraft. We heard the deployment of Impulse. Listen for that when I play the little clip in a moment. Another company, Newman Space Proprietary Limited, we've spoken of that in previous space shows. They had the ND50 second generation electric thruster aboard a spacecraft called Edison, which was put up by an American company, I think, Space Inventor. Actually, no, European, because it's funded by the European Space Agency. So that's an Australian thruster on board that. And also appears to be aboard a Holmes 07 camera from HERO Robotics on a LEO Express 2 craft called Mira. There's a bit of confusion about that. Anyway, listen out now to this clip of the deployments and see how many Australian satellites you can hear.
Impulse 2 Mira, separation confirmed.
Nominal transfer orbit.
And as a reminder, today we are delivering 131 payloads across 101 deployments, including CubeSats, Microsats, and orbital transfer vehicles carrying 30 of those payloads, 14 of which will be deployed at a later time. We have already deployed the first batch of 79 and have 22 left to go. If you're interested, a full list of payloads are on spacex.com/launches. If you're not familiar, our transporter missions are dedicated rideshare flights to sun-synchronous orbit. There are always some really neat payloads flying on transporter missions, and today's mission is no different. SpaceX's rideshare program was expanded to accommodate even more small sats looking for rides to orbit. Falcon 9 launched its first two bandwagon missions previously, a separate line of rideshare missions that will deliver spacecraft to mid-inclination orbit rather than to transporters' sun-synchronous orbit.
Centauri 8, separation confirmed. HEO 01, separation confirmed. Centauri 7, separation confirmed.
In that confirmation, we've successfully deployed all Transporter 12 payloads.
And there we have it. A whole lot of new satellites in orbit, and at least two Australian ones amongst it. The New Zealand Defence Force has an involvement with the NPS CubeSat that was launched this morning in cooperation with the United States Navy. The satellite is called Otter, and it carries the maritime surveillance payload called Tui. Now, Tui is a New Zealand bird. Also, the New Zealand and Dutch company Dawn Aerospace said that they had 28 of their thrusters on board, but did not say which satellites they were carried on. So, very exciting news from our space industry here in Australia and New Zealand and around the world. So, I'm Andrew Rennie. This is the Space Show for Southern FM, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia.